Bruchim Abayim to the sixth in the continuing series of Shiurim on the Ha'amid Dava, the Netziv's commentary, his Perush on the Chumash. I want to first begin by asking your indulgence and apologizing. Not that it's within my ability to change anything. There might be some background drilling. They're always, you know, B'nei Yerushalayim Hashem. In any case, we focused in several of the previous shiurim on the Netziv's emphasis on the naturalness of man. In other words, man is a natural being, right? In other words, not only understanding Adam, man, as being a purely spiritual, metaphysical being, but man as he operates within the realm of nature. This has been the been a very important theme of the Netziv, and we've spoken about this in previous lectures. The Netziv actually goes into the natural versus what we might call the metaphysical aspect of man explicitly, and at the very end of the first perek, the first chapter in Bereishis. So in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavav, chapter 1, verse 26. Right? Says Elohim, let us make man b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu, in our image. And of course, this is a very loose translation. But in any case, the Netziv notes that the Nase Adam clearly implies that there's a notion, there's a concept of man before the act of creation. In other words, there's a name of man before creation. Nasa Adam, let us make man. It doesn't say in this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls man Adam, right? The name of man is already assumed in an a priori manner. Nonetheless, we see later on in the Chumash, in Parakeh, pasuk Beis, Zochar Unakeva Ba'om, Kodesh Baruch Hu created them, referring to Adam and Chava, Zochar Nekeva, male and female, Vayivoyach Oysom, and he blessed them, Vayikor Ishamam Adam, he called their name Adam, B'yom Yibohar, the day that they were created. So it was later on in Parakeh, Pasuk Beis, there the Chumash tells us explicitly that Adam was a name given to man, right, during the act of creation. That is this a priori known name before the act of creation. So the Netziv points out this this seeming contradiction. And once again, we're back to Perak Aleph, Pasuk Chavov. Loima Hashem Nasa Nefesh Chaya Kidmuseinu. Doesn't say let's make a Nefesh Chaya Kidmuseinu, which means we begin with that which was already a Nefesh Chaya, now we're going to create an Adam. V'chakach Yikar Adam, and after that it should be called Adam, like it says in Parakeh Pasuk Beis, avaloshon nasa adam mashmo she'ein tzorach l'kri Hashem. In other words, we don't have to, because Baruch Hu doesn't have to call man a name in creation. El tchunasim merikul adam. I mean, it says a little bit different than I said. In other words, it's clear, well, maybe not. In other words, basically tchunasim merikul adam means that the name is already assumed. There's no need to call the name. He is what he is, a priori. So, says the Netziv, Balakim Kashal Mash Kosav Achaka Shekakal Shbochu Shema Adam. So, why is there a need for Kosav Bochu to call them Adam? Mash Rishitzot Kriyashen, Kamash Kosav Shemai Ba'al. It's just like in every part of nature, right? We see that Kosav Bochu gives a name. So, too, man is no different than any other part of the natural world and has to be given a name. Elakacha Dava. The Mishuna Ha'adam Mikolamidim. So it says that if man is separate or distinct from all species, from all creations, the Cholamidim Nivro Ba'ayfin Shekol Min Shel B'Taklis of Tchunasa. In other words, every man, right, operates right on. Let's say, operates within one scheme, one purpose, right? Every man somehow has its own nature, its own law. Masha'enken Adam Olam Bachshav Shebishtei Tchunas. But man operates in two dimensions. In other words, there are two aspects of man, two facets of his existence. One aspect of man is that he connects, right? He's connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God. This is called the angelic aspect of man. Man exists in continuous connection with God. But the second aspect of man, that man operates, actually, the Simpsons, medini, meaning he's political. But it was man is a, right, has to operate practically within the realm of nature. Politically, biologically, sociologically. In other words, even though a man, is commanded to do the will of God, nonetheless, the will of God is done within a political, sociological context. But when man does the will of God, he's not acting as an angel, which he is, in which he's connected with God, but connected directly with God. But rather, man operates within a natural, political, sociological context. In other words, the first aspect of man, right? He brings a pasuk Adam le'elyon. In other words, here we see, in a certain sense, man is, man acting as God, imitating God.
Is that
right? Imitatio Dei. He brings in Yishayo.
Adam
le'elyon.
That's the meaning of the word Adam.
Right. No. So Adam le'elyon, he wants to say, is that Adam le'elyon means he acts as the as a metaphysical, right, a metaphysical territory, metaphysical. So in other words, there Nitziv gives an example. He's like the firstborn of the king, who imitates the king, who acts as a surrogate king. It's apparent that man imitates God. A son of the king is not the firstborn. And God gives him a specific task. And there's a division of labor. Etc. So therefore, in that case, man is not really acting, imitating God, but man is given a very specific, practical task. And then simply the famous Gemara on Shabbos, Kufiyin Beis Amud Beis, and there are two Igidablis in the Gemara, right? One Lashon of the Gemara is, right, Leis Din Bar Inish, right? This person is not the son of a person. In other words, he's godlike. He has divine qualities. Lashon Sheni could go in Din Bar Inish, right? This is a human being. Right, this is not a metaphysical being, a human being. So now, says the Mitziv, right, that they have these two aspects of man. The aspect of man, which is angelic, metaphysical, and the aspect of man in which he operates within a practical, political, and sociological, and natural realm. So therefore, in Bereishis Aleph, we're speaking about this first aspect, angelic, metaphysical aspect of man. Right? And later on, when man is given the name, there it speaks about this practical, natural, political, and sociological aspect of man, where man operates with a natural and political realm. Okay, that's the two. It's very interesting that the Tziv actually uses the Lashon. Well, it's not here, but he has to use the Lashon, and we'll see a little bit later on, Adam Hasheni, Adam 1 and Adam 2. But Rabbi Yosef Ben Soloveitchik, his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, gives a different twist.
Son.
What?
Great-grandson.
Great-great-grandson, right, gives it a different
but
twist.
Rabbi Yosef Ben was familiar with the Nazis, Adam 1 and Adam 2?
Look, he doesn't quote him, but could possibly be. Okay. I assume he had learned at one point parts of Omer Dava. In any case, now, I want to go a little bit further. Now, we're going to think, though, that the Tziv is going, this is not going to be the lonely man in faith, which Shabbos HaLeveitchik gives what we call two dinim. Now, the Reb Chaim's notion of two dinim is applied to Jewish philosophy, you know, two Adams, Adam 1 and Adam 2. But the Tzib is actually going to use this concept, these two realms, these two aspects of man, in my opinion, a slightly different way, which in a certain sense we're going to see is a very important theme in the Tzib throughout the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. In Perek Beis, beginning Pasuk Dalet, as we noted that there are two accounts of creation in the Chumash, of Bria Sa'olam. One is through Perek Aleph, through a Perek Aleph, and including the first three Psukim in Perek Beis. And then after that begins, Eilus Soldeis HaShemayim Va'oretz Biborom V'yei Maseis HaShem Elokim Eilus V'Shamayim. So the Tziv says like this. He begins by saying something interesting. He says, Harebi Alnu, Dasiya Shutachas Kolabriya, who kuvoid his bok, Sheidu Akoshu Abirev Uamashkiach. So, Tzib speaks about the notion of Shkacha and Kuvoidin. Now, what's a Shkacha and Kuvoidin? So, actually, the Tzib says this in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, but in fact, what he's referring to is really what he said in Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, in other words, the Pasuk before this. Vayivorach Elokim Hashem Hashvi, Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day, but Yikadosh Yisrael, he sanctified it. Kivoy Shavas Mikol Melachta, because on that day, right, he rested from all of his labor, all of his work, Asher Bo Elokim, which Kadosh Baruch Hu created, Lasoi, to do. What is Lasoi to do? I think I probably mentioned this in a previous lecture, but it's good to repeat it. Ashevolakim lasoi, says the Netziv, the fiat pshat oid lo nigma kol advorim the taklisa. It says as if according to the pshat of the pasuk, it's mashma that creation was not complete yet. Shari nishtana chacha kama advorim betivim, because there's going to be changes, natural changes that will take place after the 6 days of creation. Elekach olav makshav ish yashini beze ha'ez dafka. In other words, nimza bora hayoim lasoi zachaka. In other words, in a certain sense, Kodesh Baruch Hu, at this point, it was called all of a Bakshava. Kodesh Baruch Hu thought that he would create, that the creation would take place in such a way that in fact there would be a changes, natural changes. Call that evolution in the natural world. And that actually nature would change. And this notion of an evolving natural world is in fact actually being alluded to in Lasseis. Okay? Now, okay, then the Tziv goes on, right? That in fact, right? That v'ne'em is galak kavodi is bark. In other words, the purpose of the Bria, there's a certain purpose of the Bria, and says the Tziv, and last days means, let me go back again. In other words, last days means something, it means that something reaching its fulfillment, its purpose. In other words, when something is made, it means it reaches its purpose. And of course, what's the tachlis? What's the purpose of creation? The glory of God. As it says, Yishayahu, kol anika bishvil chvoydi, v'rosi. In other words, every old creation comes to give honor, to give glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, says the Netziv, Hinei emes galak lizboch el yidei shinuim shenas lebriya. God's glory, God's kavod, is only revealed through changes in nature, changes in the world, in the shazu and l'roiv yomim. The fact that the world changes, the fact that the natural world evolves, is part and parcel of the revelation of Kavod, of God's glory. Because it's through changes in nature that we are informed, that it is revealed, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpiach guides the world with divine providence. There's always changes going on in nature, in the natural world, and this in fact expresses God's providence throughout history. In other words, Lasseis indicates what's called Giloy Kavod, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, has providence over the world, guides the world providentially in a continuous fashion throughout history to bring the world to its conclusion.
So Nitziv is arguing for intelligent design?
No, on the contrary, not intelligent design. Intelligent design, exactly the opposite of intelligent design. Intelligent design means that the world is a one-time thing. What the Nitziv is saying is that the world is supposed to evolve. In other words, intelligent design, if I look at the eye, so intelligent design means, and someone, in other words, the eye didn't evolve, it was just placed there. But Nitziv is going to say that the eye evolved through the evolution.
Not through natural selection, though. Through divine selection.
It doesn't make a difference, though. All of a bakshava means that that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything is always with God's bakshava. But the way in which it expresses itself in the world is through evolution.
Correct.
In other words, all of a bakshava doesn't mean, all of a bakshava means that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that itself would evolve towards its taklis, from which, from man's point of view, man sees hashkacha. Intelligent design doesn't indicate hashkacha, continuous hashkacha. Intelligent design means everything is fixed from the very beginning.
But natural selection is a denial of
first of all, natural selection could be a rule that Kadosh Baruch Hu places in the temple. It's not important. That's from, I think you're confusing from the God point of view and our point of view. Zip created a world.
Yes.
That when man looks at the world and man sees the world changing, man sees continual hashkacha.
Oh.
Okay? We shouldn't confuse the God side from the man side. But that's what the Tzib is saying.
Yeah.
And that's called Gilui Kavod. Intelligent design means that there's no hashkacha.
No.
In fact, intelligent design is a type of deism. It means that you don't need, God is not active in the historical biological process. I want to hammer this point, very, very important. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
In other words,
yes.
Intelligent design is kfira. Because it indicates, because it indicates that there's a God that's not involved in history.
Right.
He just makes things the way it is, and then the computer plays it out. When God is active in history, then we see that there are important changes that emerge throughout history that, in fact, no one could have even, I mean, if the person was following event by event throughout history, one could even not even imagine how things would come out. And this, in fact, actually called Gilui Kavod. The fact that popular opinion says the opposite is just, you know, just an expression of ignorance. Okay, now, why did we go into this? Okay? Because we went into this for the following thing that Siv is now going to combine these two concepts. In other words, we have two aspects of man, this angelic metaphysical aspect of man, and this natural political aspect of man. Okay? That's what we established in Pasuk Chavav of Perek Aleph, verse 26 of chapter 1. In chapter, right over here in this Pasuk, right, which is Pasuk Gimel of Perek Beis, verse 3 of chapter 2, we establish that the notion of evolution as expressing the continued hashkacha, providence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the world. And that's called Gilui Kivayta. Now, Tziv and Pasuk Dal is going to combine these two concepts. And that's what he does. Eilu sodeis hashamayim va'oth biboram biyoim asois Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. Says the Tziv, Pasuk Dalet, harei bi'arnu, we've explained, the asiya shu tachlis kol abriya hu kevoyde yisborah. It was asiya which is the aspect of creation which expresses the world as coming to its final state, its purpose. That's called kavoda. Why is that called kavoda? Sheyadu hakol shehu rabbei revu hamashkiach. In other words, since I've already explained, that's in the previous pasuk, that when the world changes and evolves and moves towards a perfected state, an ultimate state, this is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha, providential involvement in the world. V'zeh tachlis shamayim v'aretz, that's the purpose of creation. שקדוש ברוך הוא יש בשמיים כביכול ודן כל פרטי הארץ. קדוש ברוך הוא כביכול סיס בשמיים and judges continuously every detail in the world. Okay, now הנה כבר נסבר. Sorry, but explain. So Adam yesh bo shtei tchunos. That there's two aspects of man. The Sif is going to combine these two concepts, but I'm going to put a little bit of a twist on it. I think this is what the Sif means to say, but we're going to put a twist on it. Ha'achas ha'adam ha'mayla sha'oyim mishamish ba'awas malach ha'shamayim. One aspect of man is this angelic aspect, right? Man operates as a metaphysical being. Vashdish yabedini voice tzrochav. Man is practical, political. But the fact that we need these two aspects of man to bring the world to its purpose, which means what? Right? That in fact, actually, the Tzif here is introducing a notion of human progress, human evolution. Man evolves, right? Man's evolution brings the world to its purpose. Says in the Tziv, if man still lived on the level of Adam Arishim, there wouldn't be Schav Oynish, which means it would be Ashkocha, there wouldn't be reward punishment. If that's true, we wouldn't see God, Kodesh Baruch Hu, acting ethically in the world to either reward or to punish man. It's only man's role as a natural, political, sociological creature, creation, right? Do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory revealed? Which means, glory means his Hashkocha, God's providence. So therefore, just let man be practical. Just let man be practical. Why is there a need for an angelic notion of man? I think this is the crucial line in the Nitziv, which I'm going to expound upon. Kodesh Baruch's kavod, there was an addition towards the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, of God's, Hashkocha's providence, through rewarding and punishing man. Nonetheless, there's also another gilui kavodoi, revelation of God's, we call honor. Aydei ha'adam ha'ma'alech, the ascension of man, mitoich ha'moin b'nei adam medinim, through the multitude of political people. In other words, man rises, man ascends. I don't say man evolves, but this is the notion of what's called human progress. Says in its Sif, and this is I think this is really what the Tziv means to say. Namely, is that according to the Tziv, the very, very the importance of these two aspects of man, man's angelic aspect, in which he connects with God, and in a permanent, on a metaphysical level, and man's practical, political involvement in the mundane world, in fact, it is the what I would call the dialectic between the two that in fact serves the purpose of human progress, man's ethical and spiritual ascension. And through that we also have what's called Gilui Kivoyed. In other words, just like the world, introducing a new notion, concept of Hashkacha, a providence. Not only does providence act in terms of water and punishment, but providence acts in evolving man, that man reaches higher levels of apprehension, higher levels perhaps of ethics. And by so doing, not only is revealed the providential, I don't call it hand of God, the direction of God within the biological world, but what's revealed is the providential guidance of God in the affairs of man. God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings man to a higher level of spirituality and ethics. And this is, in fact, the Netziv's important, I would call it, chidush, here, in these psukim, which is very, very much going to be an important basis of a lot of what he says in the rest of the Ha'amad Dova. In other words, we are to understand the world through the eyes of the Chumash is not of an intelligent design of man, but rather as man evolving ethically and spiritually, and by so doing, man, right, or in so doing, is expressed the divine hashkacha, providence of God's direction of man as part of the creation towards the purpose of creation, which is not only the world but specifically and right most uniquely man himself. This is what the Nesiv is coming to tell us. So we have over here a very, very interesting thing, and I think that the Nesiv is going beyond Yeshabet. Well, let's put it this way. We actually have here the lonely man of faith, and we also have the emergence of ethical man. I mean, everything, Allah leaked to the Nesiv. In other words, really, the Nesiv is really saying everything of Yeshabea had to say in these two books and here in this Pesach on this one pasuk. Be saying a different one, I think, in a much more plausible, but conduct. Right? You're right. What?
I think in a 19th century way as opposed to a 20th century way.
Yeah, but I think, but I don't think Yeshabea, I don't think there's a combination of the two concepts in Yeshabea's.
I don't think the concept, the perfection of man or the advances of
right, right, no, but this is very, very much a 19th century concept. A modern thinker that, in fact, that perfection is not something which is nigza miros, which is intelligently designed.
Right.
Perfection is something which evolves, and because of this, hashkacha is incessant. And this is the more notion of hashkacha. Hashkacha is something which is continuous in history, and I think this is the true Torah point of view.
This is the true Torah
of Rabbeinu Netziv. And so, in other words, we have over here this very, very important concept. So, in other words, and I mentioned before that this is going to be a very important theme in Ha'amad Dava, because as we're going to speak of Yitzhak Hashem in the next coming Shi'orim, the most important feature of the Netziv is that the Torah illuminates changes that take place within man, ethically and spiritually, throughout the course of history. In fact, is capitalized within the Chamishei Chumshei Torah themselves, and that's something which we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go into detail in the next few shiurim. In any case, from an undisclosed location in Yerushalayim Be'er HaKodesh, I see we've probably gotten to stop the drilling. That's also a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha in the world.
Yeah.
And until next week, be well.